With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. While it is still winter, there are areas of the country where drought has been increasing in recent weeks. We'll have details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
Riverside Building Center in Lisbon has everything you can think of for home improvement. Plus, they build high-quality one-piece movable homes. Choose several floor plans or let their custom design department help build you the home you always wanted. If you need lumber, Riverside Building Center will deliver it right to your job site within 100 miles of Lisbon. Call today or go to rbclisbon.com and see why they are truly known as Southeast North Dakota's building supply headquarters.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses three areas of the country where drought has increased in the recent weeks.
Most of the drought coverage has been across the western half of the country, from the Pacific coast to the Great Plains. During the last month, we saw three primary areas where drought expanded. Number one, an area stretching from the Pacific coast, Oregon and California, into parts of the Southwest. Now, that is an area that has been unusually dry since the beginning of 2022. And so even though we had a fairly wet December, we've lost almost all of those gains that we made in late 2021. The second area where we've seen significant drought expansion was across the central Great Plains, extending into parts of the Western Corn Belt, states like Nebraska, Kansas, and then extending into Iowa, northwestern Missouri, and even parts of Wisconsin and Michigan. The third area was along the Gulf Coast and the southern Atlantic coast. So from South Texas to southern Louisiana, and then extending on into Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and even southeast Virginia, seeing worsening dryness or drought development over the last several weeks.
Rippey discusses drought coverage for hay and cattle production areas of the U.S. as of March 1st.
Hay production has really languished during this extended drought across the Great Plains and points westward. We are still seeing 50% of the U.S. hay production area in drought on March 1st. That's actually up a bit from what we saw at the end of the last growing season. 36% of the hay was in drought at that time. So that's still a big concern heading forward. We have drought-damaged pastures across the northern plains that haven't yet recovered, and drought affecting hay production in other areas unless we get relief in the next few months. Finally, cattle production areas in drought. 62% of the U.S. cattle inventory currently experiencing drought. That is up sharply from the end of last growing season, when just 29% of the cattle inventory was considered to be in drought.
With a look at your top Ag News headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.